The Scruff survey was based off the rankings of more than 1,300 users whose responses were primarily based on their sense of safety in a destination. Only Tel Aviv, Israel, and Puerto Vallarta, Mexico beat Rehoboth Beach, but the results didn't surprise everyone.
It's amazing how many of these types of surveys that Rehoboth Beach has shown up in the last couple of years.
That's Steve Elkins, executive director of the LGBT rights organization Camp Rehoboth. He says the town didn't always have its reputation for safety and acceptance of gay lifestyles. In the early 90s, three gay men were viciously attacked on the south end of the boardwalk. Luckily, Elkins says, the town's new police chief turned out to be an ally of Camp Rehoboth.
He's the one that said, there may not be hate crime legislation in Delaware that covers sexual orientation, but in our town, we're going to make it one.
Elkins says Camp Rehoboth has been doing sensitivity training with the town leaders ever since, and that's helped create an inclusive environment where families and gay couples can all feel welcome. James Morrison, Delaware Public Media.